Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is the 4-year anniversary of your weekly pop culture podcast where I messed up my lines. Where we talk about
Legends Only.
Legends Only.
Queen of Pop.
I'm dead and serving a lawsuit, unfortunately.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Well.
With what money are we doing
that with? You know, she can't get away with it.
Get a good lawyer.
Yes, we were tagged for the millions of times with this and asked if we were unwell or dead and all of the above. And it's true. I don't know if.
No.
No.
No, don't even. No. Nope.
No.
Don't flatter yourself, sweetie.
No.
Part of the joke with Legends Only, like, that's, it's like a saying that already was there. Like,
yes.
We did not invent Legends Only.
Yeah, I feel like we constantly need to make that clear that we don't feel we actually own it. But
this
we
is our notes
do
app
like
statement.
To say that we're suing anyone who says
yeah,
it.
No, we're not. it's like a, kind of like a Tumblr, early Twitter.
No, I mean, it's
Stan Twitter. It's still,
I feel like it's probably goes before that by far. I don't know. I don't know.
And then we would always say it in the Britney podcast.
Yeah.
And then our listeners were like, why don't you do another one and call it that? And I was like, huh.
Yeah,
oh,
that's true.
Why don't we? And here we are 4 years later.
4 years later and two wiser. Recorders deep.
Oh, yeah.
More on that.
Yeah, we'll get into
we'll
that,
get
in,
into
the
that
after show.
In the after show.
Sorry for the... Well, we had no choice to be delayed.
Yeah.
Anyway. It is our 4-year anniversary. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Thank you all for being here on Legends Only.
Yes.
Or if you came from the Britney podcast, hello.
Hello.
Hello. That was our first episode. It was called, like, wasn't it like Halloween?
Yes.
Oh, look at that. So funny.
We were really funny.
Also, everyone, claps to Brad for our titles, by the way. They're just getting like funnier and funnier. And last week we did get feedback that some people used the word my favorite episode, the saying my favorite episode.
About last week?
Yeah. So
wow.
Look at that. We're still here.
I really attribute the success of last week's episode to Legendina.
It is all her.
It always comes down to Legend X.
Always.
We just shot out the gate with the Vegas news and it was downhill from there.
Mm.
Down the sphere from there.
The sphere has a TikTok now, by the way, not sponsored.
It has a TikTok?
Yep. And I saw someone, it said like Lady Gaga has followed the sphere and someone tweeted and was like, she must have thought it said Sephora. And I was like, oh my God. But she did follow it. So then everyone's like, oh my God, Enigma's coming back.
Sphere confirmed, please. The Avon lady will not be performing at the Sphere.
No. Oh, I mean, we don't know that.
We don't know that for sure.
I don't think she's going to.
Well, she's been doing a lot this week. We'll discuss.
Yeah, we will. That's what we do here.
We do discuss the legends only.
Well, because of the delay that we had, we do have a little blip of breaking news.
Yes, late breaking news as a result of the delay. And probably we will miss the confirmation of this story. By
right,
the time
it's
going to
be shut
live.
Down by the time I'm editing.
Yeah, the denial.
The morning.
Yeah. Yeah, while we were fretting, a news report came out from The Mirror, so take it with a big grain of salt, I know, that Rihanna is preparing a comeback for 2024 in the form of a giant tour and two bodies of work, two albums. The report is that she signed a nearly $40 million deal with Live Nation to do this tour, and that she's been preparing for this for a while in Los Angeles.
Haven't we been saying this every single year since?
We have. My thing is, like, eventually, obviously, number one, eventually it will be right. Number two, do you think? Yes, I do. Number two, I feel strongly that watching Eras and Renaissance tour rack up those billions of dollars might have sparked something for her, because we know that Bitch Better Have My Money singer Riri likes money.
Well, she made the same amount by sitting and doing nothing.
She did just sit there and
do
nothing.
Well, not nothing.
I know. In terms of doing a stage tour versus selling product, it's a different muscle that is flexed. However, I do think she doesn't want her music legacy to be forgotten necessarily, because she did do the Super Bowl and she didn't have to do that either. That didn't have to happen. She didn't launch anything with that besides like a Super Bowl palette. But
well, she made millions from Fenty for that.
Yeah, but she could put Fenty on Usher and, you know, get some coin from that too.
Like, oh, every commercial could be a Rihanna song. I mean, we've been saying saying this forever. I just
feel like at a certain point maybe she does get bored enough and finally commits to this thing.
Yeah.
I also found it interesting that the report was based on inking a deal with Live Nation versus, oh, the album is coming. Usually the report is like, the album is here, the album's coming, and it's like, okay. But this one was kind of, even though I think it's happened before, like to lead with like live, there's a Live Nation deal in the works, was like the slightest bit of maybe this is more grounded in reality. I don't know. Maybe.
Because now would be the time if you're a big artist and you're about to embark on something next year.
Yeah.
It would be in the works now.
Yeah. And she's never outright said no that the music isn't coming. I don't know. Because I just think at some point it will be right. Even if it's not a tour, I think the music will come. But I do think she would tour it. I could be crazy.
Yeah, we've been saying this every single
Well, as people year. Pointed out, we started off this podcast talking about R9.
Yeah. I feel like every single Legends Only Award, we're like, what are you most excited for next year? And I'm like, R9.
Insert Christina Aguilera. You know, it's a body of work, and I want to trust the creative process, but it's going to be worth it in the end.
I mean, never say never.
I never say never to anything ever anymore. I mean, like, look at life right now. There's a new Blink-182 album out and like a new Mario game out. Like, things are just like, things cycle around again.
Yeah.
Pop culture comes around again. I don't know. Things from the past can resurface again.
So anything is possible.
Anything is possible. Maybe it's just my optimism, and who knows how I have any left in the world, but
true.
I just felt like maybe I'll put a little bit of faith in this story.
Love that song, Galantis and Dolly Parton pop. Everyone's like, what?
Oh, God.
Have a little. Anyway, I'm optimistic too.
Yeah. I think maybe also I just need it. So I'm Same. Just like, I choose to believe it's real this time.
I
really, really real. Really real. So,
like, she's just so good. Like, I need it. Everything is so good. I can't let the VMAs, when I was in the pit seeing her do the medleys, be like the last time I see her live. That is
a good memory, I will say. Oh,
it was so good.
That basically was the Super Bowl show, like, condensed a little
better.
Bit. Yeah. Yeah. The VMAs was absolutely, like, so good.
Well, there is somebody on tour right now.
That is true. She is on tour, and thank God, because it was rocky at the beginning of the year, but we are on track, and some didn't even know if it would happen this year, but we have it. The Celebration Tour has kicked off in the O2 Arena in London.
Which is where the Pussycat Dolls were supposed to be.
So Madonna filled in as their replacement.
As Carmeet.
Madonna is officially on her Greatest Hits tour. Now, I mean, I've debated how we're going to talk about it because I don't want anyone... There are some people avoiding spoilers.
Don't talk about finance.
Stop
talking about personal things.
Well, then I don't have anything else to say about this
I'm
tour.
Kidding, sorry.
And it looked great.
I didn't watch all the spoilers, but that ray of light, silver catsuit.
Oh, yeah. This is a good time to tell people that, that here's your spoilers for you.
Oh, oops.
Okay. Yeah. Well, maybe you'll add like a post editor's note of where to like skip if people truly don't want to hear any breakdown of it. But in any case, yes, that is Madonna future lover. Like that is next for Madonna. The futuristic ray of light era is crazy. I love that outfit.
Slam.
I am extremely pleased with the set list, and she's still missing 30 essential songs, but when you're Madonna, that's just how it goes. You weren't going to please everybody. I love that she's foregone some obvious ones in order to play some less obvious ones. Prime example being the opening, which is why I love this so much. She opens with Nothing Really Matters, which she's never done on tour. And I love
Ever? Her.
No. No.
Does she do Candy Shop?
Shockingly, she does nothing from Hard Candy.
What? I'm
she
not going.
She skips Hard Candy. I almost boycotted. She does Give Me All Your Lovin'.
Oh, why?
I don't know.
Does she do Love Spent?
No.
Oh, God. Get some fucking taste. No, I'm kidding. Thought you were the queen of pop. Where? I'm kidding.
Oh, my God. She does so many things that I've wanted her to do, so I'm happy about that.
Does she do Get Together?
No.
What? I'm gonna rage.
No. Hung Up, of course.
What about Forbidden Love?
No. This is a hits tour, so it's gotta be the hits.
The shit that I've seen, you don't have that many.
I'm kidding. I love Candy Shop.
Madonna loves Candy yeah. Shop. She puts it Taste. In every fucking tour. But she chose not to this time.
What are we celebrating here?
What is there to celebrate if there's no candy shop?
Oh.
And no,
that's the thing is like when you're such a legend and you're so deep into your career, like you said,
mm-hmm.
you absolutely cannot please anyone fully.
Yes.
But we just need to celebrate that she's there and that she's still touring. I think that's something to celebrate.
Yeah, exactly.
And healthy and doing well.
And I think...
And Bob the Drag Queen. Like,
I was going
to talk... We need to applaud that.
Yeah.
How fucking cool is that?
It really, like, the usage of Bob is actually really perfect in this show. I was nervous. I didn't want it to become, like, stand-up comedy in the middle of, like, the performances.
Queen of Pop.
Yeah, and it's not. Yeah. So, I'm just really happy with it. My big wins are, like, Papa Don't Preach, Bad Girl happening... Nothing Really Matters, I said, thinking off the top of my head. The whole erotica section is incredible. Stuart Price has done some really great nerdy interviews about creating the music production for this tour and talked about pulling, which you would actually love, these interviews.
Oh, his interview was so cool.
He did one with Billboard where he talked about pulling, I guess, back in those days, like the tapes have all of the demo takes and guitars and everything that aren't used like in there, and he can go back and like strip them out and put them on this tour. So like Prince's guitar playing that wasn't heard before on the final version, he has it on the tour. And she offhandedly said like you could fuck with me in the sessions in the microphone. And he took that and put it out. There's just a bunch of cool things that he talked about. So I highly recommend reading that Billboard interview.
It's a good lesson to not delete anything for any creative.
That's true too.
It's like, just leave it all on the table.
Yeah.
Store it in a different folder. Start a new page, but don't throw anything out. Keep it all. You never know when you'll go back in 30 years and be like, huh.
And there's an incredibly moving section, of course, during the... Not of course. There's an incredibly moving section in the show as well, which is a tribute not only to her best friend, Martin, but all of the creatives and many, many people who died of AIDS. And she's got these pictures of all of these people, including like Trinity the Tuck Taylor's mom. And there's so many people that... She did this in collaboration with the AIDS Memorial on Instagram. People have been writing captions about, you know, what it means to them and seeing their loved ones all over the stadium, the arenas, as they watch this performance. And it's like a really powerful moment in the show. There's a lot of tributes in the show as well, just to, you know, late icons and legends, because she certainly had a lot of loss in her life as well. So. It's a really moving tour, and it really kind of encapsulates why she is the queen of pop. So I can't wait.
See you in December, girl.
Yeah, I'm gonna try and do all the dates.
Uptown, downtown.
Yeah, the tour, the staging is meant to represent uptown, downtown, midtown, east, and west.
We can get rid of Midtown East.
How dare you?
Sorry.
Me.
West Side, Best Side.
Yeah. Anyway. Times Square, the best.
Oh, that's center. That's not west. We don't count her.
Okay, but the street says west.
Oh, whatever. She doesn't count. Times Square does not count.
It's next door.
She's a mall in the middle of the city.
I know.
Well, there was another legend that made an appearance at the Madonna show.
Oh, yeah, there were several. Rita Ora. Yeah. We're talking about you. You were in the crowd.
She's like, that's going to be me up there in 20 years.
She's thinking about the Rita Celebration Tour.
I would go to that.
In a second.
Yeah, 100,000 retweets, and she's going to announce the Celebration Tour.
Oh, absolutely. She was there. Sky Ferreira was there, my queen. She survived Madonna boot camp and lived to tell, and was in attendance as well. God, there were so many people, actually. St. Vincent.
Honey Dijon.
DJ'd. Diplo DJ'd. Lourdes. Lola was the first girlie who does the Vogue thing, which I think is going to be her rotating celebrity moment of this tour. They're going to, you know, hold up the tens across the board with her.
Yeah,
which
that's going to be her. Give it up for him. I think you know who this is. So iconic.
So good. And on one of the nights, we had Miss Julia Fox.
Oh, did we?
We sure did.
And she was certainly wearing a look that I think qualifies for a mention in a little segment that we like to call...
High fashion! So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
Now, quick note before we get into this. I also love the history of this segment over the years and like where it started.
Yeah.
And where the initial inspiration was.
Which is insane.
Yeah. And then how we had to like change the vocals because I was like, we're going to get sued.
Right.
And now it's a full theme.
Do the girls even know?
I mean, they listen.
But do they know the origins?
They listen to the podcast. So yeah, they would.
But like, I don't think a lot of people who signed on more recently know why the hell we do that.
Oh, right. Okay, so this is from Cheer, the Netflix show.
The Netflix series about the cheerleaders.
Yeah, and there was a scene where Gabby Butler was doing a fashion shoot for, I don't know, like cheerleading?
Like cheerleading magazine.
Yeah, but it was in the dark, in the woods,
yeah,
and everything was like dead. Like it was all dead trees.
Yeah.
And she's doing this photo shoot, and the photographer is like, oh, that's so high fashion. Oh, this is a billboard. And it's like photo shoots, but it's like literally that looks like the photo shoots that I did in high school with like my digital camera.
Yeah.
And was like, oh, I'm eating. And like would put it on MySpace.
Dead leaves and like branches.
Yeah. It's like, oh, new MySpace profile pic.
Yeah.
And it's just like all the washed out, like dead trees.
Very Twilight core.
Yeah. We stan.
We do.
So then I jokingly was like, oh my God, that's so funny. We should. Mm-hmm. We should do that. And then that's, here we are.
It's one of those things that I think will get lost over time, that the origin is Cheer on Netflix. Yeah. It's crazy.
That one scene in yes. Cheer.
It's like such a, and it's not like that was a viral moment from the show.
No.
Nobody like knows what the fuck that is.
It was like, oh, this is going to be so high fashion. And it just pans over. It's like all dead trees. It was like sending me.
Yeah.
Yeah, my brain. She's fun. But that is the origin story of this segment.
Yeah.
And this week, I would like to give a massive shout out to Julia Fox because, one, the look at the Madonna concert was Kvant.
Mm-hmm.
She also did Gay Times magazine.
She did. It was a gay old time.
Yeah, so good. And then her look on Drew Barrymore. She did the Drew Show, which, great interview.
Yeah.
But even that look was like fall Kvant, autumnal Kvant, if you will. Kvant.
Yeah, and at the Madonna show, it was sort of like bondage chic. It was lots of wraps around her body, leather.
It was November, so I was giving an autumn in New York moment.
Yeah.
I want to get her on this podcast. Do you think she would like come to Hell's Kitchen and sit on my couch with me?
I do. Julia? If she can get past Times Square.
She can get, and then we can go to the Ritz after.
Yeah.
I would be so embarrassed. I like, because I'm not like, my apartment's cute, but like, I'm not like.
She would be fine in this apartment.
She would, right?
Yes.
She'd be cool. She'd be down to hang.
Yes.
Okay.
Didn't she get grilled for her own apartment when she did like a apartment tour? Because it looked like normal and not, you know.
It wasn't like staged to look like influencer cute.
Right.
So I think she can hang. Okay. Julia, this is an open invitation.
Yeah.
We can talk about all queens of pop. I wonder what's on her Spotify most played right now. That would be fun if we had like an interview and we were like, pull up your Spotify most played and explain yourself. But yeah, I'm just obsessed with her. I haven't started her memoir yet, but I have it on Audible.
Oh, yeah. The Drain, which I keep calling Circle the Drain when I write about it for work. And then I have to revise that. I'm sorry, but Circle the Drain is Katie's best song. And it's also... It's not Katie's best song, but it's a really good song. And it just reminds me of that title. So I'm sorry to Miss Julia every time I write Circle the Drain.
They played Chain to the Rhythm last night when we went out.
Yes, its first stream in 2023.
And I was like, ahead of its time.
Yeah, first time anyone's heard it.
They're like, what do you mean ahead of its time? I was like, watch the video.
I would say it was pretty of its time, but, you know.
I think if Chain to the Rhythm, I'm going to really make a bold statement here. I think if Chain to the Rhythm came out right now, everyone would be like, wow, this is so powerful.
That is a bold statement. That is a really bold statement.
I feel like every listener just like sat there in silence and I just heard the loudest cricket sounds.
Yeah, I go off.
So there's one person sitting in their car that's like cheering. There's a Katie Cat somewhere that's like,
I think the people have spoken for themselves, and what they've said is they want Harleys in Hawaii.
Bob.
That's the one they've sent viral.
I'm going to finish my remix, by the way, everyone.
You should, because that's actually the one people want to hear.
Yeah, once Coming Down Your Chimney with Tits Out comes out, I'm going back to that.
Good.
Anyway, to make a long fucking story short, Julia Fox, I'm obsessed with you. And I want you to come on the podcast, and I want to talk about Queens of Pop.
Mm-hmm.
We'd have fun.
There's your invitation.
There is another legend that is hitting the high fashion circuit this week. It wasn't Fashion Week this week, though.
For once.
Yeah, finally not Fashion Week.
No.
Christina Aguilera.
I mean, I'm still not over the look in general in Vegas. Like, tits out on space, bionic vibes. I'm still not over it. And now we've got the Jimmy Kimmel interview where...
And paparazzi photos, like, coming in and out. Like... It feels like the paparazzi photo era is kind of making a comeback.
Maybe-ish. Possibly. Like, well, that might also coincide with the fact that we were inside for 2020 and 2021, and that really, really died. And then maybe it's, I don't know, maybe it's become a resurgence in some way, and also because like...
Zoom interviews have kind of stopped.
Yeah, and also like with the strikes and stuff, people are bored and content hungry. So maybe that's like one way to counter that. I don't know.
I'm bored. I want to go outside and serve Kvant.
Yeah, that's exactly what she said.
Yeah.
And she made history.
Denise! Yes. Yeah.
She, these looks this week, oh God, she looks so good. The one, she's got like the leather look, of course, where she looks really fierce. She was also in a shower at some point for, I don't know why, but she wanted to get wet. She did the lips skirt, which is so on brand for her.
I love a jacket.
I love the jacket.
Speaking of high fashion.
Mm-hmm. I'm obsessed with the video of her coming out of Kimmel and signing like Mi Reflejo vinyls and shit, like with fans. I'm dead at that.
I mean, at least it was a signature, not a wad of gum.
You know what? They just didn't show that in the video.
Yeah, well, she was on Kimmel. Now, she was asked about the Britney book and if she thought she was in it.
And can I just say, and we have said,
say,
this has been since the beginning of this pod, but we've also mentioned the Britney pod. She cannot get through an interview without being asked about Britney.
No, not one
and
single
she has
interview.
Demonstrated a lot of restraint and a lot of grace to not chew out the interviewer or just be like, do I always have to fucking address her like it's my fucking sister or something?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Can we come up with something
Can
else?
Can we come up with something else? I mean, I get that the book is timely right now, but it's still...
It's tired.
It's shocking. Like, I feel like, are people asking Jessica Simpson about Britney as much? Are people asking, I don't know, like...
Well,
why aren't they asking Rihanna about Britney as much? They work together.
True.
You know, it's just like...
Did you see the fan that went up to Jessica Simpson and was like...
Oh, yeah. Oh. Jessica Simpson said that somebody thought she was Britney and tried to get a selfie with her in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know...
All of us back in 2001. No, I'm kidding. I mean, we've talked about this so much. It's just like, they're so in their own separate lanes right now.
Yeah.
It's not like 20 years ago when they were competing on the TRL charts and we were like 10 years old being like, you know, celebrity
calling
death match.
In, yeah.
It's like, they're so in their own lanes and in their own paths, like come up with something else.
I know.
And the fact that Christina, we talked about this like years ago when she was on Watch What Happens Live, mm-hmm. and praised Breathe On Me.
Right.
Of all songs, I'm like, oh.
A stand.
Like, can we end it here? Like,
right.
And when she came out in support of Britney with that statement, it's like, can we close this chapter of this feuding? Like,
the answer is no.
Yeah.
I think people like to harp on it. So, yeah. But anyway, once again, she handled this, I thought, very tactfully, gracefully, and sort of veered it real fast. She's good at it. She's good at, like...
Her response was great, yeah.
Yeah, veering away. What did she say? He said, are you hoping that you're in it? And she laughed. So, am I hoping? I mean, I'm hoping that, you know, everything's all good with her and that she thinks the future should be celebrated. Period.
Amen.
Amen. So, the book is out this week.
Yeah, if you're listening to this right as this publishes...
Oh, this day, maybe.
It's coming out within the next 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we did not get an advance copy.
No, but you would have thought that the entire world has read it by the way all of the excerpts have come out.
Yeah, there's been so many articles across a lot of different outlets.
Yeah, no, haven't read the book yet. However, there's been more than enough out to say, all I'll say... is in the past few weeks, maybe it was just on the after show, but maybe it was on the main too, I kept saying that I found Justin Timberlake's NSYNC reunion, Nelly Furtado and Timbaland reunion, and general nostalgia kicking up to be a tad forced and off in recent weeks, or just sort of like, there seems to be a lot of nostalgia baiting right now. And I cannot help but wonder, and I proposed this in the weeks leading up, that perhaps he was preparing for an onslaught of negative press.
She's got a point.
And I do feel we are experiencing that in this present moment. I don't know if it was just divine timing or if indeed there was a press play, a PR campaign at play there, but it is interesting that like in the weeks leading up to this book, which I am sure he is notified about these things because you have to be.
Yeah, it all kind of made sense to me this week too because mm-hmm. I feel like there was also a report. I don't even remember. The past 3 years are all just one blur to me But I feel like there was something in People or something that was saying that the book was going through legal, like, checks.
Yeah.
With exes.
Yeah, I remember that.
It was like Colin Farrell. Like, it named certain people, like, months and months and months ago.
Oh, yeah.
So now your theory does, I think, add up.
Yeah.
Obviously for...
Well, I don't think Colin had any complaints with what she said about her time with him, but...
Oh, good for her.
Yeah. It sounded rowdy.
Better work, bitch.
But... Justin, not so much.
Yeah, no.
No.
Nope.
To the surprise of no one, it's not like anyone's shocked, really. But, you know, in any case, the book is coming out this week. She is already saying that she's not loving the press's way that they're publishing things. But, I mean, it is a memoir. So this is what happens when you kick up stories from the past, is people are going to latch on to those things and publicize it. But we shall see how this all rolls out. But I hope that this is a healing time for her and that the book was an exercise in healing for her. And I hope, I guess like Christina, that the future should be celebrated. So I hope this is an important part of her process of dealing with all of the trauma and abuse of the past, I guess, whole career, really.
Because
it extends far beyond the conservatorship years, to be honest, so... Yeah, it's and it does seem like it's going to be a heavy read. I don't know that it's necessarily going to be stories that we weren't totally... There are some bombshells for sure, but we also knew, I think as fans, we knew that there was a lot of heavy things. Like, I feel like a lot of the general public had the mindset of laughing at the shaved head and the VMAs thing, but we knew that there was a lot going on in her life at that time because we're fans and we knew that it wasn't just spur of the moment decision and that it was, you know, divorce compounded by like personal loss and things were happening in her life. So I think it'll open up the eyes of the average person who wasn't like a
stan. The casual fan.
And I think that's why this book's gonna...
The toxic listeners, if you will.
The toxic listeners, exactly. But I think maybe it'll justify
toxic,
like,
the song. Not like the, I'm not saying as an adjective.
The people who the just people listen to Toxic, the song. Yeah.
Sorry, like producer brain just jumped in to correct that context.
But, you know, I feel, basically that's how I think maybe more people will be listening to her, which is the point, I think, of the memoir, to hear her side. So, yeah, it's out this week. I don't know what we're doing. I don't know. I don't think we're doing a book club, but...
Yeah. We did a book club for Mariah's, and it took us about a month
to
get through it. So we'll see. I don't really know yet, because I also... It's one of those things, especially with her, I want to read it. I want to process it and, you know, let it marinate.
Yeah.
Also, the way I kind of feel about this is it's her book with her words. What is their...
So that's my thing too. That's my big thing too. I felt like, okay, here's my huge thing. I know that people really want us to talk about it, obviously, because we had a Britney podcast. But my feeling very deep inside me is we spent years talking on her behalf or analyzing or fangirling about her. But now this is her actually telling her story.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, let that be the thing. Like, right. I don't need to comment on her telling her story.
No, or like analyze it and try to like, it's not our story to tell. So,
right.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with it. So,
and if y'all really want my honest opinion, the excerpts and everything that I've read this week were making me really sad.
Yeah, it's really upsetting.
And
it's
so
the other part.
I'm like, do you guys want me to like cry?
Yeah, no disrespect.
Like, yeah.
No disrespect to like one person reached out and was like, emergency episode when the news about the abortion came out. And I was like,
no,
I want you to like really think about, what do you want me to say about that? It's a horrible thing that they went through. I'm not sure what they think we would add to that conversation. Or like, I know there's some... People are doing some speculation about, you know, maybe this means different things for instance, the song Every Time and the video. Art is there to be analyzed, and you can maybe have some different meanings in the lyrics and the visuals and that.
I mean, yeah, we do that every week. So.
Exactly. That is like a fair point that we could weigh in on, I suppose. But otherwise, I'm like, well, this is a horrible thing I don't want to talk about because this makes me upset. I don't know. That's just how I feel.
Same. I'm like, this is the book.
Yeah.
Like, she's referenced that she would do a book one day way in the past.
Yeah.
This is her book. It's her words. It's her story to tell. I'm going to consume it, read it, and that's kind of it.
Right.
I'll let you all know next week because I still don't even know right now if I'm going to read it or if I'm going to do the audiobook.
Oh, right.
Because as I've said in the past, I feel like you all can tell I'm... Well, by the way, I got another... Where's the... I started reading a book this week. Shocker. And I started reading it and I'm like, oh, this is really good. I'm like, let me just close my
eyes.
Turns
out it's an instruction manual.
No, it's from this guy that I follow on Instagram.
Oh.
It's like about how to have more confidence in your art. Anyway,
ooh.
Side note. But I started reading it and it's a soft cover, like with actual like words. And I'm like reading it. I start getting a little tired. I'm like, oh, I'm just going to rest my head, fall asleep, wake up. No recollection of anything I just read.
Yeah, that happens too.
And I was like, this is why my vocabulary is why it is the way it is. So I might have to do the audiobook, but like I don't even want to do the audiobook because it's not her, but like I'll read it. I'll read it.
Right.
We'll get through it.
Someday we will understand.
We gonna make it through, as that Fred Again song that is like getting me through this month would say. Anyway.
Yes, and it's also just a time of, I will say, it has nothing to do with Britney, but culturally, we are experiencing quite a memoir overload right now.
Between
Jada Pinkett, Julia Fox, Britney's book, there's been just a lot of tell-alls. RuPaul's incoming.
I'm really excited for that.
Yeah, so it has been quite a time for memoirs.
When's yours coming out?
I'm not writing a
fucking The Top in Me. It's going to be mine. That's so creative, though, because it's like double meaning.
Well, that is yours.
Anyway. I don't want to be sad, okay?
Why should I be sad?
Literally.
Heaven knows.
We were talking about blackout demos last night.
That's true.
The like the various spoken words. I digress. What's next?
Well, actually, what's a callback to the intro to this very episode? The reason Kylie said Legends Only is because she is involved in a Jean-Paul Gaultier Jimmy Choo collaboration. I don't know much about it, except that she said Legends Only.
It's fashion.
It's fashion. It's shoes. It's tattoo sleeves. I had a similar sleeve that I wore for Halloween once in college that looks like the Jean-Paul design. It looks cool, and those are iconic brands, iconic people, and iconic shoes. Kylie, makes sense. High fashion girly. Love it.
Slay.
See her in a week in Vegas. Literally.
Soon.
I know. I genuinely am going to go see her in a week in Vegas. Really feeling that Vegas high.
Oh my God. You're going to break in the Voltaire Theater.
I'm
get
going
it warmed
to.
Up for Xtina.
I'm going to leave some chewed up gum on the stage. Oh my God. I actually am. I got to think about, yeah.
I want to go to see Xtina.
I got to scope out the scene for Xtina. I'll do some boots on the ground reporting for the girls who are going for Kylie and Christina because we still don't know what it looks like.
No.
So
it's going to be live at like Balkan Salon.
I would love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
See. Yeah. But she's not the only girly who is looking very high fashion this week.
My Stephanie Germanotta.
Or should we say Stefania de la Germanotta? Because we have. I don't know if we've unlocked a new Gaga or
we have,
but we actually have in a variety of ways.
I don't trust her.
She's just an Italian girl from Nueva York.
Happy
birthday, Stephanie. This is for
you. Oh my God, I'm going to get a copyright strike for...
You definitely are.
Yes. Much like the rats, Gaga is...
Stepping out and wreaking havoc in New York. Oh. Much like the Joanne workers.
Icons,
yes.
Like your grandmother.
She's giving rock chick. These looks these past week have been really, really hot. She looks... I don't know what how I would describe Joan Jett, maybe Kvant.
Like, one word, it's all you need. Yeah.
She looks good. She's been stepping into Electric Lady Studios, which, if you don't know, is like the go-to for the girls. Taylor keeps stepping in there. Gaga's done it plenty. We don't know what she's
Joanne fiddling, Stephanie's version incoming.
What she's fiddling around with in there. I'm assuming she's just setting up cameras to do a House Labs ad inside.
It's going to be Cheek to Cheek 3.
Cheek to Cheek 3.
There was a second
the
one,
the cheekiest.
Right?
Yeah, but it was called Love for Sale.
Oh.
So LG7, I don't know. Jazz album, maybe. But rock chick lately, yes.
Nurtec voiceovers, possibly.
So she made a cameo.
I believe she's somewhere living with deep, deep regret.
The Gaga soundboard is honestly as fun
it hits
as the Xtina one.
Well, the newcomer and the legend.
Literally, the newcomer.
The newcomer soundboard. Well, she made a surprise
I love
cameo.
How we just like 10 minutes ago, we're like, ugh. This is so tired. Like, stop bringing up Christina versus Britney. And then I'm like, oh my God, the newcomer.
Oh. It's different. It's so different.
It is.
It is different.
Yeah.
It's a direct quote from Christina. I'm sorry. Anyway, Gaga made an appearance at the Rolling Stones concert where she performed her song, her collab with them. And she didn't stop there on her reign of terror either. She actually hit up Rockefeller. She went up to Lauren Michaels and she said, get me on that camera. I want to do that. And he said, okay, I guess you can intro Bad Bunny. She went on to Duolingo. She learned a little bit of Spanish. And all of a sudden,
bent when top.
Mi gente Latino. She completely transformed into...
You on Grindr.
Me. I cannot get over this little moment. And also, I'm sure that Mr. Benito cannot either because he's a stan. I don't know if you know.
I saw an article there's that was like why this is so important.
Yeah, there's like all these photos. He's like in Chromatica merch. He's named Gaga in songs. Like
he's in that WWF game that they just... I saw an ad
wrestled.
On YouTube and I was like, why is Bad Bunny in...
He wrestled in real life.
Oh.
On WWE.
Oh.
And he's like, good.
Oh my God. Yeah. Sable's impact.
Literally. He should wear that. Oh my God. No, yeah.
Don't give him an idea.
He would do that.
Oh my God. The infamous bikini contest look.
Oh my God.
That inspired Christina's look in Burlesque.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so he got introed by Gaga. I mean, that was quite the evening in general. Pedro Pascal, Gaga, Mick Jagger, Bad Bunny all on stage.
Nikki Tutorials?
She was there.
Talking about legends only. No, she was invited.
To go where?
To that. She went and saw that thing.
The Rolling Stones?
Like, yeah, she was like, there was a list of like 15 people who were allowed to film.
Oh.
And she was one of them. Oh. And she went and she's like, she showed the footage and
oh my God.
Posted Gaga coming out.
Wow, that is a true crossover of
literally
epic proportions.
Legends only.
That does make sense. She did collab with her before.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Good, deep, good friends. Well, this was a great week for Gaga, and you know the little monsters may be mourning the Chromatica Ball DVD, which is somewhere in the trash can.
Mourning it. I'm still not over that.
No, she absolutely just used it for the Nurtec ad and said, "That's it. That's all you need."
That was awful.
So bad. What she
so
did.
So hurtful. What
so
she just did to me.
What she just did. Well, so is her migraines and that. I'm sorry.
Well, her employees are shaking because
they are under fucking attack. Yes, I think it's time for a little segment that we like to call
TikTok Talk.
You ever go into a subway station and you look at the tracks? Don't. That's my number one advice.
Stand by the yellow line.
No, yeah. Number one, don't stand by the yellow line. Number two, don't look at the tracks. Just
and people
don't.
Still do.
They do.
I'm like, it's 2023. Why are you standing on the yellow line? Have you learned nothing?
Well.
Also, I have something else I would like to say. Okay. This is a PSA.
All right.
Okay. Why are we coughing and not covering our mouths in 2023? Have we learned nothing?
No. That's the answer.
I'm going to be one of those like Karens that like gets videoed on TikTok for being like, cover your mouth.
Yeah.
Have you learned nothing?
You absolutely will.
Anyway.
And you will be accosted.
This is not pet peeves only.
No, but it is pet rats only because
<It's just> pets.
There's a new app. The transit app update tells you how many rats each station
This has. Is where they're putting the extra, 30 cents that they're charging for.
Yeah. This is when they melt down that cop, RoboCop, that they install.
Oh, yeah, like C-3PO.
The C-3PO. They're going to melt it down, and they're going to add the technology to know how many rats are at your station.
Does that thing, like, have a thing in it?
What thing?
I don't want to say the word because I don't want to get, like, flagged. Oh, but, like,
I don't think
a
so.
A G-U-N?
No, I don't think so. Just a G-U-Y. Oh. No, I don't think so.
That's scary. What the fuck?
I think it's just, like, a useless camera. For the cops. I'm not sure. In any case, now the transit has a tracker for the rats, which I don't think is helpful. What am I going to do? Not take the subway now because there's rats?
No.
Right? It's like, what do I need to know that for?
I think what they're doing is like, because you can, and I don't know who does this, but like if you're on a subway,
yeah,
you can like report, is it crowded? Is it just right?
Yeah.
Is it empty?
That's fair.
So now it's the same thing, but with rats. You just, like, if you're, like, standing in a subway station, you say, like, there's a lot of rats. And that's...
There's always been a lot of rats.
Yeah, I'm like, they're not here helpful. Before us. They're going to be here after us.
Oh, for sure. They're in Electric Lady Studios. They're at SNL.
Joannies.
Joannies.
The Joannies is a reference to our AI Extina prompt, that's which is
true.
On our Instagram, if you don't
that
know.
That is true. And they're probably... Also hanging out at the park benches.
Yeah, someone else. Another New York City icon. We've got Gaga, the rats, and Countess Luann.
I hope you keep on serving cunt. Okay.
Shout out to X user at stupid slav slut who tweeted a photo with Luann and it said, look who just bummed a cig off me. And then followed it up with, update, we're hanging out again, and she brought her own cigs this time. And it's just Luann sitting on a bench with a cig. This is so New York.
This
bring her back.
And you know, I do agree with a lot of the comments, that the replies somebody wrote back with the meme, I don't really care if something good happened to you, it should have happened to me instead. That's what I feel as well. Like, why, you know, a lot of people are crying and shaking, you should really delete this because... It's really offensive to me that it wasn't me. This is a gay rite of passage, I guess. This is a very important...
Bring her back, Andy.
Yeah.
Like, The fact that they, like, fired Luann and then she had a Luannissance was just like, oh, we have to bring her back. Everything Luann says and does is so funny to me, and I don't know if it's just me or if everyone else thinks it's funny.
No, I think so.
But I think everyone else thinks it's funny now.
I think so, too. I think they get
Love
it.
Love you, darling. Good luck with the song.
Maybe it's the Nicki Minaj. It's going to take you. First time you hear it, you're not going to get it.
No.
It's gonna, you're gonna, and then you're going to listen to it.
It's
you gotta,
the character arc.
Yes.
That is the comedy.
Yeah. I wish they would understand.
Someday.
And maybe she will be the only addition to Roni, the reboot season 2. I don't know. Can't she just be a friend of or something? Just randomly pop in? I doubt Jenna Lyons is going to come back because she's like over it.
Yeah, she's over it.
Let's just make that happen. I don't know.
I would bring back Luann and Sonia.
Right?
Because I need to see Sonia and Bryn together. And Luann oh my God, Luann and Giselle would be so funny. And Luann with anyone is funny. Bring her back. Bring her back.
Bring back our Lou.
Or get a RV and throw her and Sonia in it and send it around the U.S. Well, I want 4 seasons of Simple Life.
Mall tour.
Literally Luann performing in like a mall in the middle.
I mean, it's right there.
Oh my God, I could be the driver.
You could. Well, no, you'd crash.
Yeah. But...
One
Not
episode.
With that precious cargo in the back. Are you kidding? I'd be gripping that wheel, fighting for my life.
God.
We've got legends in the back.
I'm about to crash.
Bring her back, Andy. Anyway, she also is now doing Keep On Serving merch.
I don't want to say it.
I don't want to say that I influenced this, but...
Even Madonna's doing it.
Even Madonna's doing it.
I can't see how it isn't literally your impact.
I'm kind of bummed that they didn't like ask me to make it, but whatever.
They've missed many opportunities with you, let's be honest.
They have, but this is part of the lore, and I love all of it.
I do love the continued snubbing of you throughout the entire lore of Luann. Like,
oh, she, constant.
Like, constantly you have raised her up, and she's either ignored or cease and desisted you.
Yeah. I wish I recorded the phone call with her gay.
Yeah.
From way back when, because that would have made such a good like little segment here where it could be like, hey everyone, now listen to this.
But yeah, it is a shame, but you know,
you don't own the rights to that. Luann said it, or like something like so dramatic, and I'm like, it's a t-shirt, and now everyone every like at Bravo 124579 whatever account makes merch.
Yeah. Good luck with the song.
Maybe it was too ahead of its time for certain people.
I'm not going to quit until I get a remix or an original.
As you shouldn't. I'm ready for the X-Tina Luann crossover because I feel like we've got it with Erica Jane. Why can't we have it with Luann? Like Cabaret, Tina.
Oh my God, Luann, like at the burlesque musical.
Oh my God.
In Cher's role.
It's
like Luann written saying, in the wagon stars. Wheel of Tootsie. Oh. And I mean, it's so fitting too because like she's like legacy Roni.
Right.
So she could be like the, you know, the queen that's in the back with like smoking a cig and then the new girl.
It's right there. It's right there.
And she's like, hair's really looking a lot like mine. There's a concept there. Anyway, I digress. Too excited. there's another TikTok trend that has taken over my FYP.
Oh, I have seen this. Yes.
This is from at Suzy, S-U-S-I dot V-I-D-A-L.
Suzy.
Who says... Call me crazy if you want, but I've never liked store-bought pesto. And everyone is stitching this and telling these like 10-minute long stories.
Yes.
And every single one that I have watched, which shout out to the new 2x speed playback option.
Yeah, it's a gift.
Is so wild and so entertaining.
Yeah, I think sometimes we should know less about each other. To quote the New York Times
opinion.
Have you
seen
piece.
The ones where people are like, oh, my friend's ex did this thing, and so they tell the story of like a 6-year plot against them?
Yeah, I think it has only frightened me. Yeah. It makes me realize how vindictive people are, and they are fucking crazy. Yeah.
Truly wild.
And all because of store-bought pesto. So the joke of the store-bought pesto thing is, this girl was just in the middle of talking about like food.
And yeah, she cooks. She makes her own recipes.
But she just offhandedly said, oh, call me crazy. I've never liked store-bought pesto. But that's the thing about
crazy.
It.
Crazy girl.
You crazy girl. People take things that you didn't think would be a funny sentence and they clip it right there.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, wow.
I would
you're
never
really
say that.
Fucking nuts, Susie. You're really fucking nuts for that. Anyway, that's how that took off.
Go to that video and like it. On TikTok, and then your
You'll
FYP
get a million of
will
them.
Give you every single one.
It's true.
And they're so good. But lastly, on TikTok talk, I would like to give a shout out to Trisha Paytas. Now, I feel like next week will be the big Halloween week.
Yeah.
But Trisha has already dropped multiple Halloween costumes, and she did Ice Spice.
Mm-hmm.
Moses, who is her husband, did the drink. And then Oscar, who's the gay that does her podcast, was like a Dunkin' Donuts barista. Oh, not, I don't think they're called baristas.
A Dunkin' Donuts worker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was her costume.
Love that.
And Ice Spice commented on it and said she ate and tweeted the video and said she won Halloween.
Wow.
So
that's the ultimate endorsement.
Only.
If there's one thing that Trisha will do, it is dress up as something of the moment.
Yeah.
the Selena blanket. The weird stretch of a month where she was a McDonald's worker and then Starbucks and then every single type of fast food worker just going in for no reason. The Ice Spice one was certainly on point. Just admirable adaptation to pop culture.
Yep. Our queen. Well, I think it's time for us to get into some of the bops of the week.
Yes. Yes.
But before we do that, we would like to give a shout out to all of our supporters over on patreon.com /legends.
Only.
Oh my God, wow. The lung capacity there.
Well, not bad for an asthmatic.
If you would like to support the pod, we do have a Patreon where you can be a legend or an icon.
Yes, that's you right. Know, different like, tiers, different yes, access.
Two different tiers to get access to all of our bonus content. Mm-hmm. We do an after show every single week after
the
this
show
where we talk about, you know, more things.
Yeah.
After. And we also have a Discord where you can hop in and chat with everyone.
Yeah.
Make it's friends.
Like Slack, but not as
Slack if it's laid.
Slack if it's laid.
And not as like PTSD inducing.
Right. So
that's a me
if
problem.
You'd like to join us, patreon.com/legendsonly. And I'll repeat it again because somebody DM'd me and asked, how do I join the Patreon? And I was like, well, I thought we plug it enough, but in case you need to hear it again, patreon.com/legendsonly.
Yeah. And then there's like a thing at the top and you can pick a tier. And what I love about Patreon is like you can jump in and out. It's like if you want, you can subscribe for a year and it gives you a little discount. Or you can join monthly and you can like pause your subscription if you need to. She's flexible. But no, thank you all for the continued support.
4 years.
4 years.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone. And thank you, everyone, for the kind reviews and 5-star ratings on Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, everywhere that you hear this podcast really helps us out. So
it does.
Even just doing that.
Yes.
We really appreciate
it. And we appreciate it all.
Yeah.
Should I start crying?
Nothing really matters. Love is all you need. And that.
It really does mean a lot. Like that people go and put like their hard-earned money to like support
our
little gay podcast.
Yeah.
It really does mean a lot. Or like even just taking a couple minutes to write a review is like, that's so sweet of you to do that. You know? Starts crying. Thank God we're not. But, like actually though.
Sorry, he just went away and cried for 20 minutes.
God, we're not on video.
And we're back.
Oh my God. If we start doing video eventually.
Yeah.
I need to get over it, but like, I'm not going to be ready for like all the times I'm going to be memed.
Yeah. You will be memed.
Like, where I just start crying, like thinking about random shit.
Birds.
Anyway, bops.
Back to the bops.
First bop of the week, Charlie and Sam Smith have dropped In the City.
In the City. And let's talk about Tits Out. Did you see this cover?
Yeah.
I mean, I did a double take because I didn't realize
your chimney with her tits out.
I didn't realize just how much the tits out.
Oh my God. What is it called?
Yeah. She said, look at these.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. This is, I mean, this has to be right up your alley.
I'm obsessed with the song. The melody is so catchy.
Yeah.
And it's like about New York and like, you know, in the city of lights. I was like walking the other day and I was like feeling a moment of overwhelming gratitude.
Oh.
Of like, so anyway, everyone's like.
And how many edibles was that?
None.
Oh.
I was like walking because like, you guys know I've been injured. So like when I can walk and like not be in pain, it's like, it's a good day. And I'm listening to In the City while I'm like literally in the city. And I'm like, oh, Bob, you know?
Yeah.
Whatever.
She is a fun girl.
I'm finding.
Yeah, she's a fun girl. Sam Smith jumped on it, much to the internet's disapproval. Charlie had to make a video, which she probably didn't have to make this video.
No, because that just draws more attention to it.
It's very much like when I need to log out from the internet and somebody helpfully, in quotes, is like, did you see what they said about you and sent you a tweet? And it's shut the fuck up.
This is not helping. Actually, this makes it worse.
Yeah, that's not helpful. But she was like, imagine that Sam Smith is actually a very balanced person and doesn't check comments like a chronically online person to like log on and be like, oh, my friend Charlie's posted a video.
Oh, Charlie just added
me. Charlie just added me. And Charlie's like, I can't believe the shit that people say about Sam Smith. The worst things I've ever. It's like, all right, I'll stay logged out.
Yeah.
She probably didn't need to make that video. She meant well. Her heart was in the right place, but I did kind of find it funny because the thought of Sam Smith like actually having a healthy relationship with the internet and then logging on and being like, well,
oh,
I guess I won't be checking the comments anytime soon.
Yeah, it's like the Demi video where it's just like the screens. It's like rat, flop.
To be honest, I think most of the vitriol, although Sam has gotten plenty over the years more heavily than other queer artists, I do think a lot of the vitriol came from the fact that stans just want solo versions of songs.
Which is a fair argument.
Yes.
Because I did say the same thing about Addison Rae.
And you saw like, that, you know, we remember how angry people were about Slumber Party with Tinashe.
Me.
Including. Oh my God. I mean, but.
Me. Guilty.
Well, at a certain point with
I loved Britney singing that lyric.
Well, there became like a running thing with Britney that like, why can't she have a solo single anymore?
Yeah. Okay, here's my argument to that. Oh. In the digital world, the fact that we can now put out songs that's like sped up, instrumental, slow and reverbed, remix this, extended version, radio edit. It's like we put out all these different things.
Don't get rid of versions.
Why are you like taking away?
Yeah, that was.
I would listen to both.
Of course.
Sam doing the solo, and I would listen to Charlie doing it solo.
Yes. So I do think that was maybe probably the bulk of the backlash. However, I do not downplay the fact that Sam gets an inordinate amount of hate.
Yeah.
So again,
the hate is honestly giving like loser energy. Like I think people are trying to be funny and it's like, it's not funny. Like you're really just giving hater energy.
So in any case, the bop's a bop and you cannot deny that. So there we go.
I love it.
It's out. It's here. For your streaming pleasure.
I had it on repeat all morning. Mm-hmm. I went down to go get our new recorder. I walked all the way home. I had it on repeat like 90% of the way back. So I love it. Shout out to Sam and Charlie. You ate that.
Okay, Ice Spice.
I was having a moment.
Also, I would like to give a shout out to the Snake Hips remix of I'm Not a Girl, Not Yet a Woman on the re-upped Crossroads. Now, I was hesitant to listen to this EP because I just was. This is so well done, and I was shocked.
Yeah, they commissioned some new remixes for the global release of Crossroads hitting theaters for the weekend, I believe. Included I'm Not a Girl, Overprotected, and this is the standout
remix. It's so good. It's so well done.
Yeah.
It's so rich in production. I think why I love this, too, is because I felt like the David Guetta remix of Mind Your Business felt like, and I'm totally, this is a narrative that I've made up in my own brain and does not make it true, but to me, it felt like a bunch of straight men, like, making fun of her in a way, with, like, the foghorns being like, pow, 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 and I'm like,
Yeah.
It rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah.
So to hear this, I was like, slay.
And Snake Hips is great in general. So I'm actually not surprised. Lots of good bops from Snake Hips.
So good. Also, shout out to Jazzy, who I mentioned last week. Mm. The EP is out this week. It's called Constellations. Love it.
Yeah. And then just in time for spooky season, shout out to the Spotify singles selection from Slater, covering Monster by Miss Stephanie. Just in time for Halloween.
So good.
Really fun. Like a howling intro. My favorite is the bridge. She goes off in the bridge. She sounds great. I love this choice for Gaga because, I mean, Gaga's not promoting it, so somebody should. Monster is fantastic. I feel like I said this online, I feel like Monster is underrated because of how massive Bad Romance, Telephone, and Alejandro are on Fame Monster. I think the song itself is underrated. I think it should have had the whole single treatment and visual. I mean, it's dying for a visual. It should have had a major...
I mean, it was called the Fame Monster.
Star. It should have had a...
That boy is a...
Michael Jackson thriller-style zombies monster epic visual.
Yeah, she should have done that instead of knocking off Madonna with the Alejandro video.
That's what I said. That's what I say.
Oh, sorry.
She was busy doing that.
I believe she's somewhere.
I'm kidding.
Living with deep, deep regret.
I am teasing Lady Gaga for any little monster out there who's going to slide in my DMs and be like, don't talk about Gaga like that.
Yeah, that's T. Kyle's voice for everyone listening.
Chromatica got me through 2020 and is like literally like life-saving.
Look, I've fought my worst battles with monsters in the past myself, so it's fine.
Yeah, and the Fame Ball at Terminal 5 was one of the best concerts I've ever seen in my life. So don't even try it with me.
Yeah, and you probably weren't born when we were seeing Gaga live anyway. Right.
Also, Justice for a Dance in the Dark.
Of course.
We need to have that conversation.
We do. Although I think that gets a little more justice because it's been done live more. I feel like it. I don't know. Well, it could get more.
Also,
sure.
Justice for Electric Chapel. Mm-hmm. I would like justice for Starstruck.
Yes.
I would like justice for So Happy I Could Die.
Definitely.
Anyway, one day.
And Reloaded featuring Rodney Jerkins.
Ooh.
Anyway. We also have, finally, a indie artist who just released...
Get a good lawyer.
Indie?
An unknown singer-songwriter named Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Swift. Just released something called The Cruelest Summer.
It sure was.
It was a cruel summer.
It really was.
In celebration of the impact of the Eras Tour and Cruel Summer going... about to go number one if it hasn't already. She released the live version and the remix of Cruel Summer to celebrate the fact that, once again, this is a song from 2019 that she issued as a single this year that is about to be a number one, or is already, which is insane, from the Lover era, which is 3 or 4 eras ago. Crazy. But yeah, Cruel Summer. I mean, it had a real moment because of the tour. I get it. So now we have a remix. And live.
It's cute.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah. I personally know too much about this woman and her whereabouts at this time to be objective.
Are they official now?
Yes.
Oh, they are?
She is.
Like dating?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
She is currently at the latest Chiefs game, wearing a friendship bracelet that has the numbers 87, which is his jersey number.
Hung Isn't out. That problematic?
87?
No, the fact that the team is still called the Chiefs.
Yes, they have...
Cancel her. No, I'm kidding.
Actually, activists, when they first started dating or rumored to be dating, activists spoke out and asked Taylor to help change their name of the team, actually. It's an ongoing thing. They've done... Some of the team names have changed in recent years, but that's still one that hasn't. So
fast forward to next week, they're going to be renamed the Swifties.
The Swifties, the Eras.
Oh, that's actually kind of a slay of like a team name.
I guess so. But I know way too much. I've never wanted to know this much about football. I know who she's sitting with for work. I know who it's a lot. The quarterback. She's dating the tight end, though. And
my reputation's never been worse. You must like me for me.
Her reputation's at the highest peak it's ever been, I feel. This
justice
is...
for that song, too. I mean, it doesn't really need justice, actually.
I would say...
Like, it did really well. It actually, like, dominated on the charts.
Yeah, I feel like that is definitely not what Betty's justice. But
slay. It's going to be the war that I fight.
Yeah.
Justice for Delicate. What's your favorite Taylor Swift song? Have we ever told anyone that?
I always had a thing for Out of the Woods, but I really, really love This Is Me Trying from Folklore. And of course, New Romantics as far as a big pop song. I know yours.
What?
Clean.
It is. It's Clean, New Romantics, and Delicate.
Mm.
The emotional Taylor.
Yeah, This Is Me Trying was like very much my pandemic mood, arguably my mood now too. But I like a more vulnerable, soft, depressed Taylor for sure.
Same. Yeah. It's like relatable.
Yeah, it's like where I'm at.
Yeah. They played a remix last night at Rise that was Taylor Swift over a Love Island track.
Oh my God.
The song, I Came Here for Love, dun, dun, and it was the beat of that with... Oh, I forget what Taylor's song it was. If anyone knows it, but it was really good. I was like kind of going off to it.
Well,
Wow.
Yeah, so now it's spooky season where Halloween's approaching. We're all into football now, I guess.
Not me. Bad memories. Mm. It's like a really bad like barbecue hot sauce and like my head injury. That's all I think of when I think of football.
I just think of it as the background noise at a holiday party with family.
And everyone falling asleep.
Everyone falling asleep on the couch watching it. It's kind of comforting in a way.
It honestly, a little bit.
Yeah.
Like Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
It's like you're a little buzzed.
Yes.
And you're like on the couch and you're like dozing off and you feel safe.
Right.
You're like, I'm surrounded by family. I feel safe here.
Yeah. That's a warm feeling.
Or loved ones, whatever, you know, chosen family, friends. Yeah.
But otherwise, I'm not, I can't imagine going to a game.
That is one thing I have not done ever.
Well, we'll have to ask Taylor about it.
Our stadium tour incoming.
Yes.
All right. Well, it is Halloween this upcoming week, so trick or treat. Oh my God. I want to make a meme that's, it's like a Three Musketeer bar, like opened up, and it's like, check your kids' candy. I just found, and I want to do like an Addison Rae EP.
Signed EP.
Yeah. Which I just ordered, by the way, for my Legends binder.
Taste.
We'll have to come up with something for our Instagram. Like,
oh, yeah.
Check your kids' candy. I just found an unsold copy of Bionic and my kids' Skittles.
All right, everybody. We hope that you have a wonderful Halloween wherever you are. Stay safe and spooky.
Slutty.
Or just don't do anything at all, which is also an option.
Yeah.
And until next time.
We will.
Oh, wait. Will we? Because I'll be away.
Not next week.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And until next week, we will
see you.
Ooh.
Oh my God, I need to tell a ghost story next week.
Oh yes, you do.
Do you guys want a ghost story in the comments below?
Oh, ghost wait, no, emojis.
Because like, this is not the main episode, but like on Discord and everything, send us ghost emojis if you want a ghost story.
Right.
Because I have one that's really creepy. I have like two. Mm-hmm. But if no one cares.
I think they want to hear it.
We could do like, Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yeah.
And I could be like, throw the dust into the fire, unsold copies of Bionic into the fire, and then tell a ghost story. Okay. Bye, gals. See you later.
See you later.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.